Maybe that was the day when I actually realized I meet so many people in my life, and each time I meet, there are some people who are honestly they just connect with me in the first meeting, and I get attached, and sometimes I just fall for some of them. Well, I can say not some of them, but I fall for almost most of them. I always think why I feel that way. That, like, people say, oh, you fall in love with someone and then it lasts forever. For me, whenever I fall for people, it always lasts, that essence of that love, it always lasts forever, maybe. So even if we don't talk, and if that person comes back to me, I would always be nice. I would always be like the same girl or the same woman who I was for them before they left me. I usually don't leave people, and that hurts me. Yes, that totally does. But when I look at myself and when I look at things I give to people, sometimes I just feel that it's important to give rather than thinking of what it gives you in return. It definitely gives a lot of pain to be selfless, and it is not easy to be selfless. But if you try to be selfless and try to love people with no condition, no boundary, or no, just you don't have any hopes, any expectation, it still hurts. Like, because if you love someone, you build up the expectation that that person would call you, text you, talk to you, see you, or let you know how they are. And those are the basic expectation, and you can't give up on them because we humans are made up of expectations. We can't leave expectation. But it is very important to understand that your expectation is something which you have for someone. They might not have any expectation from you to even know that what you're doing or how you're doing. They don't care. So at that moment when they don't care and you have expectation, that's the moment where it hurts or it's painful. But it is very easy to love someone with expectation but not expecting. It has a small difference when you expect something from someone and you are expecting something from someone, because when you expect something, it is just within yourself. It's just a thought which makes you think that, oh, I wish they do, or I would love it if they do it. But when you start expecting, you start forcing or saying it loud that you want them to do that for you. It is a bit not fair because you don't know how the other person feels for you. And I have always fallen for people who don't really even care. They actually, sometimes they just behave that I'm a trash. They can actually trash their stress, their worries. And honestly, I literally absorb it. It sometimes affects me on my spiritual way. It affects me. It definitely does, because when you take a lot of negative things inside you end up being more negative, and it takes a while to heal yourself. So it's okay to love people. It is perfectly okay to fall for each and every person you meet, if you are connected, if you are attached, if you care for someone, and if you're falling for someone, it can be early, it can be late, it can be like in just one meet, and you just say, I love you. That's okay. But that I love you should come from your heart, and that should stay all your life long. If it doesn't stay lifelong, and if that person moves on and you move on in your life and you just forget that love, then technically it was just probably a need or a want of being with someone, or an attraction to be with someone. But if that stays forever, it's okay to fall for every person you meet, because we humans only crave for love. We either know it or we just don't know it. We actually run for money, for everything we want is like luxurious life. We want everything in our life, but what we miss out is love. And at the end of the day, when we think about what we have achieved, we still feel lonely. We still feel there is a point in your life where you feel lonely, where you feel you just need companion. It can be your friend, it can be your lover, it can be your wife or husband, it can be anyone. It can be someone whom you don't even know, or probably they're just, you know, you just talk to them when you just in need of talking to someone. And that can be anyone. So what I'm trying to say here is, it's okay to love people. It's okay to fall as many times you want to fall for someone, or for as many people you want. Because at the end, if you are giving, and it's everlasting giving emotion, you are on the right track. It is painful, but eventually you get used to it. And it's not a bad pain, because if you love someone, there is no condition. And when there is no condition, as a human, yes, it's a part of our mental and emotional healing process that it hurts and you cry. Like recently, I can tell you that I started liking a guy, and everything was just going so good, and it ended up in a way that I don't even know. Over an evening, I just got a text saying, hey, I don't think this is going anywhere, so let's quit. I cried for a moment, but then I smiled. It's like, okay, I knew it this from day one, that probably this might not go anywhere. Probably it might go somewhere. That's a positive part. But somewhere down the line, probably it might not go anywhere. And it was too early to decide, is it going anywhere or not? Because we were trying to figure out our own personalities, how it goes together with each other. So it was painful for that moment. I was depressed. I was literally fallen for him, and I was trying to find a way to convey my feeling in the right way. But before I get that chance, he already judged or decided what he thinks. And I should, as a person, as an individual, I should appreciate what other people think, because it's not just about me. It's about being together. And if I fall for him and he doesn't feel anything, then no point being together, right? So at that point, I still expect that I wish he texts me, or we meet, or we talk, or we discuss about the whole thing. But that is, I'm not expecting him to do that. I'm just expecting for myself that I hope he does that. So I just believe that it's all about how you give to someone. People say, oh, you should not hurt yourself, you should be selfish. Yes, you should be selfish, but why? What makes you happy? If you are happy, you are smiling, and somebody else is just crying in front of you, so how would that work? So it would still won't you still won't be that happy. You won't be enjoying. You are self-protecting by hurting someone. Rather, protect someone but never hurt yourself. I would come up with something interesting next week. Till then, thank you for listening to me.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.